this woman right here on the phone with us is a true fighter. Her name is Bethany Hamilton, and that name should sound familiar because back in 2003, she was only a teenager, 13 years old to be exact, when she was attacked by a giant tiger shark while surfing. And in the act, she lost 60% of her blood and went into hypovolemic shock. And by all forces of nature, she lived through it and continued to surf. Weeks later, in fact, I teased it earlier, she won the award for the best comeback athlete at the ESPYs in 2004, deservingly. So, I mean, how many other people lose an arm and go right back to it the next week? She's been on numerous TV shows over the years, including The Biggest Loser, one of my favorite shows, 2020, The Oprah Winfrey Show. You get an interview. You get an interview. Everybody gets an interview. Love The Oprah Show. The Tonight Show, I believe when it was with Jay Leno. Good Morning America, you know, just some underground shows. She also plays 25th on The Amazing Race, which if you haven't seen the show, it's mind-blowing.
It's fun.
And she's here this morning with us to discuss her brand new movie, or documentary, I guess I should say, that's hitting theaters today all across the valley, called Bethany Hamilton Unstoppable. It looks incredible. It's the Soul Surfer herself. Good morning, Bethany. How are you doing? Welcome to Phoenix.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, tell us about this new movie. And, you know, the nickname Soul Surfer comes from, you know, literally the movie Soul Surfer, where someone else played you. It was Anna Sophia Robb, I believe, that played you in the Soul Surfer movie in 2011. So what's going to distinguish this new one coming out from the 2011 movie about you?
So Unstoppable is a documentary. So it's the real me in the ocean capturing you know, accomplishing some of my greatest dreams in surfing. It's very visually beautiful, and I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. It starts in my childhood and goes into my motherhood, and me surfing 60-foot waves, competing against the world's best, and excelling in my sport. And yeah, Unstoppable, I think, is one of the most unique films out there, and it's kind of hard talking about myself because it's like me in the film. But have you seen any films with a mother in sport, in professional sport? And
I can't say that I have. It's very unique in that sense, for sure.
I was looking at the trailer and it looked
one arm and it looked like and all of the above is pretty unique.
In some places, I think it shows you surfing while pregnant. Is that right?
Yeah, and it even talks about my pregnancy journey and entering into motherhood and like the fears and doubts that I was facing at that time. And yeah, I think it's just really going to be, it's one of those films that hopefully leaves everyone feeling like so encouraged and inspired to overcome their tough times in life.
I mean, you definitely have been an inspiration to young athletes, young girls especially, across the world with your story, you know, since the attack. And from what I understand, you know, obviously you went back to surfing right after it happened when you were 13. So I have a question. How hard was it to adapt to those new circumstances to continue to do something that you love?
Yeah, it was really challenging. But I think I just had so much passion and drive for my sport and being in the ocean and riding waves, that kind of kept driving me over and over again. And, you know, of course, there was the days where I would come in just feeling completely defeated and totally frustrated. But, yeah, I had my family supporting me along the way. And my dad put a handle on my surfboard to kind of help me get out to the lineup and push my board under the waves. And, yeah, I guess just getting out there every single day and slowly adapting and, yeah, figuring it out.
That's fantastic. And, you know, Bethany, I was looking at your website, and I noticed that you mentioned on your website that you're kind of sharing your inspiration with others, and you have a 12-month course that you've recently just started. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so, it's been years and years of being kind of inspirational and, like, just meeting so many amazing young people who felt so encouraged by my story. And I love being in that role. I love being a helper and, you know, a light for people. So with the Unstoppable Year, which you can check it out at BethanyHamilton.com, this is it's an online course to help people overcome their hurdles and help them live their unstoppable life, and I'll share all the things I've learned along the way and kind of just be talking about life's struggles and how we get through it and how we can be grounded in our identity and how we can, you know, basically live an unstoppable life. And I really believe everyone has the potential to be more than we even know we can. So helping people kind of bring out their best potential.
Yeah, and I can just hear the passion in your voice through the phone. I mean, it's incredible. That new movie, Bethany Hamilton, Unstoppable documentary, in theaters today, rated PG. It's going to be in Harkins theaters all across the valley. Thank you, Bethany, for being on the phone with us this morning in Phoenix. We look forward to seeing the movie.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Have an epic day.
You have an You have a amazingly awesome day. An unstoppable day. There you go.
I will.
Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, she was nice.
She is very nice. Look at it. Yeah, she. Oh man, incredible. And